top civil rights attorney Harmeet Dhillon cracking down on H-1B discrimination in white-collar hiring. By Neil Monroe on August 30, 2025. The reports that a top Walmart executive allegedly sold hundreds of jobs to a subcontractor are deeply concerning, says the nation's top civil rights attorney, Harmeet Dhillon. Dhillon commented on August 25 in response to Twitter demands that she investigate the corruption claims. She did not comment on the merit of the civil rights claims. The alleged jobs for kickbacks scandal is fueling online criticism of the H-1B visa program, which allows C-suite executives to discard Americans and to fill jobs with non-citizen, white-collar workers from India and other countries. On the 29th, Dhillon urged Americans to report improper corporate hiring of H-1Bs. Jobs for kickbacks. The alleged scandal was exposed after Walmart quietly fired a top Indian-born executive who had allegedly sold 1,200 tech jobs to an Indian-run subcontractor in exchange for massive financial kickbacks. A Walmart spokesman provided a comment to Breitbart News. Acting with integrity is a core Walmart value that we hold every associate to, in every interaction. Earlier this month, following an investigation, Walmart terminated one vendor and a small number of U.S.-based associates. The alleged scandal was summarized by CTOL Digital Solutions. Over a single weekend in August, 1,200 technology contractors found themselves locked out of their systems, their access badges deactivated, their projects suspended indefinitely. The mass termination wasn't the result of budget cuts or strategic pivots. It was the fallout from a corruption scheme that reached into the highest echelons of Walmart's global tech division. The retail giant's abrupt severance of ties with Caspex-sourced contractors followed the firing of a global tech vice president who had been orchestrating an elaborate kickback operation. Daily payments starting from $30,000 flowed from contracting agencies seeking preferential treatment in Walmart's vast technology ecosystem, sources familiar with the investigation revealed. The Daily.Substack said the expanding bribery is hidden within many overlapping networks of cooperating Indian managers and CEOs, who comprise the layered pyramid of subcontractors under the Fortune 500 companies. The Walmart setup saw executives funneling work to favored firms for personal gain, enabled by layered vendor chains, primes subcontracting to secondaries, then tertiaries, fostering opacity ripe for abuse. As one industry analyst observed, when you have four or five layers of cooperating contractors between the client and the actual worker, each taking a cut, it becomes impossible to track where influence ends and legitimate business begins. The scheme is possible because the contractors are easily able to fill jobs with low wage, no rights, and often unqualified Indian workers imported via the H-1B program or by enrolling in a U.S. college. The scheme is very profitable because the Indian workers gladly kick back a large share of their official salaries to the managers who allow them to live in the United States. Those managers also have the power to nominate the migrants for the big prize of a government-supplied green card. Moreover, kickbacks, cheating, and bribes are routine in India. The Indian Jobs for Kickbacks scheme is also rational because it has been tolerated by the federal government, despite the many cases of anti-American discrimination. The scheme is now widespread in many U.S. companies in many sectors, say U.S. and Indian tech workers. Subsequent reports on social media sites for tech workers claim to have identified the alleged executive in the alleged subcontracting company as Caspex, an Indian-run and Indian-staffed contractor. One U.S. citizen wrote at Blind.com. So what happened? Caspex was selling work visas to candidates from India. Walmart was hiring these candidates via contractors. Walmart VP who approved that hiring was getting bribes for that in the form of land and properties in India. Somebody is talking about 30K per day. 1,200 people got affected by that. 95% of people working at Walmart, tech part, are from India. Sometimes I had feeling that I'm the only one in the entire office that is not from India. A 2019 tweet showed many subcontractor Indians working at a Walmart site. AmericanBazaar.com, an Indian-run U.S. newspaper, reported on August 25 that the scandal broke when American Walmart executives noticed a famous Indian cricketer was brought to Walmart by wealthy Indians. Background: rampant kickbacks is the norm in IT. One such incident came to light due to cricketer Kapil Dev being invited to a Walmart event couple months back to Walmart HQ by some Desi, Indian, guy with deep pockets. How he got the deep pockets led to an investigation. One thing to another, an alleged big kickback scheme by high-level Walmart admin was exposed. Led to layoff of over 1,000, mostly Indian, contractors at Walmart. Caspex, a California-based subcontractor, hired Dev to its advisory board and brought him to a Walmart event in June, generating many supportive comments from its Indian employees. Caspex is a heavy user of H-1B workers and has three sites in India. The company's website does not identify its management, but nearly all posters on Caspex's LinkedIn site have Indian names. Caspex did not respond to email and phone inquiries from Breitbart News. The growing role of Indians in the U.S. tech sector is strongly supported by India's government, which lobbies the U.S.-based Indian managers to invest in India. The fired Indian executive at Walmart will reportedly be replaced by another Indian hiring manager. Migration and white-collar professionals. The emerging Walmart scandal comes as many American grads are being rejected by Fortune 500 employers who are hiring foreign graduates for new career-starting jobs. The foreign workers are delivered to employers by the controversial H-1B visa program and the bigger optional practical training work permits for foreign graduates of U.S. universities. Many Indians are hired out of college by co-ethnic recruiters in Fortune 500 companies, despite the large number of trained American graduates. In 2024, President Joe Biden's deputies provided work permits to 400,000 foreign graduates of U.S. colleges and admitted roughly 120,000 new H-1B workers. Overall, U.S. employers keep roughly 1.5 million foreign contract workers in U.S. white-collar jobs that would otherwise have gone to American graduates. Meanwhile, artificial intelligence software is apparently eliminating many career-starting tech jobs for Americans, says an August 2025 study by researchers at Stanford University. But the huge inflow of foreign graduates into white-collar careers is also cracking the foundations of national strength by wrecking American-style professionalism, corporate innovation, citizens' privacy, regulation against business cheating, and the federal government's alleged national security priorities. The jobs for kickbacks scheme is tolerated by executives who focus on short-term quarterly results, noted Kevin Lin, founder of U.S. Tech Workers, which advocates for American professionals. But in the long run, the scheme is toxic for shareholders, he added. For corporations that are not thinking long-term, they're being led down the road to mediocrity and diminishing market share, all of them, he said. Many corporate boards bet their shareholders' wealth on Indian managers. In part, they created their own risks because they filled their technology departments with imported Indians. So excluding the innovative American professionals who otherwise would have worked their way into the top ranks of the U.S. tech sector. But there is growing evidence that some American executives are trying to reduce their vulnerability to the Indians' kickback scheme. Also, American tech workers are speaking up and are using their hard-earned familiarity with the visa worker system to expose the mass replacement of American graduates, the damage to innovation, and the declining U.S. technological lead over China. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump is zigzagging towards an alternative economic strategy that downplays migration and promotes high-tech productivity. We're going to need robots to make our economy run because we do not have enough people, he told Breitbart News, adding, we don't enough people to do it. So we have to get efficient. We'll probably add to the existing workforce through robotically. It's going to be robotically. It's going to be big. Then, somebody is going to have to make the robots. The whole thing, it feeds on itself. We're going to streamline things. We need efficiency. Heading into Labor Day weekend, at Civil Rights is working overtime fighting for you. We're putting American workers first. See you next week, Patriots. pic.twitter.com/1569xd6wt7. Agarmeet Dhillon, at Og Dhillon, August 29, 2025.